in Ukraine, like 25.4 million doses of vaccines from COVID-19, that most of them, it's mostly like 70% of all of the amount, it has been procured for the state budget funds and the government, and the support, it supports this procurement by allocating funds needed. And as well, around 1% we are getting in the framework of international support and help from COVAX as well. In Ukraine, we have the access to different types of vaccines, and this is the unique specific, since every single person has a chance to pick any kind of vaccine they want. Right now, we have the AstraZeneca available, Pfizer available, CoronaVac vaccine, and also on the tool for COVAX, we have Moderna vaccine available. We have provided the access for more rural areas in Ukraine. And as for today, we have functioning around 1,200 mobile brigades and around 3,000 points of vaccination, and also around 1,000 centers for population vaccination, which allows them to cover really a big groups of population to be covered in the same time. And really in Ukraine, and there is a present amount of doses of the vaccine. It covers the everybody who's willing to be vaccinated in the same time. From the ministries of health side, we have additionally allowed for the vaccination of children from 12 years of age, if the person is wishing to do so. And so this number, we can be provided for the access for to be vaccinated in any city in Ukraine. Apart from main bottlenecks that we have for the pushing forward with the vaccination, I would just call out for the two main things, which is the anti-vaxxers ideas spreading throughout, which are being reinforced by the hybrid war that is being conducted by Russian Federation into Ukraine, and also in the informational or media field. And so that absence of medical personnel, because a big number of medical personnel is being involved for the medical care provision for COVID patients. And so we have really felt that we have gaps in the healthcare personnel, which restricts us for spreading out the planned vaccination. But nevertheless, even in the past week, we were able to vaccinate, to do the over 1.5 million of vaccination in the week. Therefore, we are moving in line with all of the international recommendations. And also, right now, we are still lacking and we don't have the deficit in number of vaccines. We have plentiful, and so we don't have the access for the people who are wishing to be vaccinated. I hope I answered to your question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Kuzin, for your answers. Now I give the floor to Vladislav Loginov from the Central Election Commission. You have the floor, sir.